Cowan. Keenan Aylwin has accused Barry Springwater Oro Medan MP Doug Shipley of perpetuating queer erasure on Pink Shirt Day. Aylwin posted his accusation on Twitter after Shipley's social media post earlier Wednesday, which was Pink Shirt Day, an annual anti-bullying day. Love seeing our local MP perpetuate queer erasure on Pink Shirt Day, and just days after he celebrated far-right occupiers as a tailgate party, Aylwin wrote in his tweet posted Wednesday afternoon. We can see through your performance BS. Shipley's social media message stated, Pink Shirt Day is a time to stand against bullying and to advocate for mutual respect and kindness. I encourage everyone to take a minute and reflect on how we all can work together to end bullying in our country. Shipley is shown holding an anti-bullying flag and with a pink shirt. Love seeing our local MP perpetuate queer erasure on Pink Shirt Day. And just days after he celebrated far-right occupiers as a tailgate party. We can see through your performative BS at Doug Shipley BSOM hashtag Barry hashtag Onpoli hash CDN Poli hashtag Pink Shirt Day hashtag Pink Shirt Day 2022 https://t.co/u7pzj9lzk. Keenan Aylwin, at Keenan Aylwin, February 23, 2022. But Aylwin said it's inconsistent for Shipley to endorse an anti-bullying message while supporting the protesters who occupied Ottawa for more than 3 weeks, which Shipley denies. Pink Shirt Day started because a kid was bullied for being gay, and this day should be a day for us to recognize how kids with diverse identities are subject to disproportionate violence and bullying, Aylwin said. I find it disingenuous and, frankly, insulting that an elected official who has failed to loudly and clearly condemn the far-right elements of the occupation of our capital city would days later make a post claiming to be against bullying. It's time for elected officials to start actually modeling the behavior that they say they stand for, Aylwin added. Our local MP should recognize that systemic oppression is at the heart of much of the bullying we see at school and take a clear stand against those in his own party who perpetuate it. Instead of posing for a photo op with a pink flag in front of Parliament, elected officials should advocate for real policy changes to improve the lives of oppressed people, he said. Shipley said he did not support the Ottawa protesters, however. You can check my statement. I wanted them to leave. I put that out publicly. I asked for them to leave, he said. It was an illegal occupation and I wanted them to leave. I've been very consistent. 2 years ago, I said the blocking of rail lines and, with other various environmental indigenous groups, I was very vocal about them moving on, Shipley said. And I was consistent this time, saying that illegal protests and blocking people's enjoyment and access to anything should be moved. I was very consistent with that. I didn't support it and I didn't think it was right that they were blocking streets. Shipley also said he found Aylwin's Twitter comments ironic. It's very interesting on anti-bullying, Pink Shirt Day, that Keenan is bullying people on social media, or attempting to, Shipley said. He's attempting to bully people on social media, on anti-bullying Pink Shirt Day. But Aylwin said that isn't the case. Holding elected officials accountable for their actions isn't bullying and Mr. Shipley knows better, Aylwin said. To claim that is an insult to all the kids who face real bullying every day and minimizes the real violence and harassment that people face for who they are. Aylwin said Shipley voted against $7,000 of public funding for a rainbow crosswalk on May 6, 2019, when he was a Barrie City Councillor. Thankfully, and despite his vote, the crosswalk proudly stands today in our downtown as a symbol demonstrating that 2SLGBTQIA+ people in our city are welcome here and are loved, Aylwin said. What kind of message does that send to his constituents? Actions speak louder than words. But Shipley said that's not the way it went. I voted for the installation of the rainbow crosswalk, he said. I was proud to participate in the last Pride Parade that was held in Barrie. I walked in that very proudly. Shipley said his message has been consistent. I've been saying nothing lately but our country is divided, people need to take down the tone and this is a perfect example of someone trying to raise the tone again, he said of Aylwin. I don't engage in social media discussions or battles with anybody. If Keenan Aylwin wants to go to a low level, which he has many times in the past, he can keep doing that. But I'll remain at my level and that's off social media and negativity toward people and especially politicians, the MP added. Aylwin responded, Mr. Shipley seems to forget that he's a public official. If he feels so strongly about social media, he should delete his accounts and stop using it for self-promotion. He can't have it both ways. It's ironic to hear a politician who is a member of a party that has fanned the flames of hatred and division for years to gain political support suddenly call for people to take down the tone. Going low is tacitly supporting an illegal occupation of our nation's capital by a group with white nationalist and hateful ties. Mr. Shipley clearly needs to do some self-reflection and learn the true meaning behind Pink Shirt Day, the counselor added. Shipley said he couldn't believe how his Pink Shirt Day message was flipped. I truly am dismayed that what I attempted to be a positive post is somehow now being turned into a negative. I never actually ever tried to insult anybody. That's the way I live my life, personally and politically, he said. I've been a public figure for over 12 years and my record will stand on its own. Shipley said he is considering contacting the city's integrity commissioner about Aylwin's Twitter comments. The isn't the first time he's got himself in trouble on social media and I'm sure it won't be his last, Shipley said. It's a nasty place. In the summer of 2019, City Council, on the integrity commissioner's recommendation, reprimanded Aylwin over a controversial Facebook post made in March 2019, which was directed at Barry Innisfil MP John Brassard and now former Barry Springwater Oro Medan MP Alex Nuttall. Barry's code of conduct is an agreed-upon understanding by all members of City Council about what standards they should meet in the individual conduct of their official duties. Shipley said there was a simpler solution than the war of words between himself and Aylwin. If he has a problem, he has my personal cell number, Shipley said. He can call me and have a discussion. Call me.